For those fighting America's opioid epidemic, it's a hard pill to swallow. Politicians and drug safety advocates say the FDA's approval of Dysuvia, an opioid painkiller 10 times as potent as fentanyl, throws more fuel on the raging fires of America's opioid crisis. Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey and three other senators signed a letter last week demanding the FDA not greenlight the drug.
What the FDA is doing by authorizing Dysuvia to go into the market is supercharging an already deadly problem that we have in our country.
For the senator, it's personal. Opioid deaths in Massachusetts are more than twice the national average. But the FDA says it has safety measures in place and that Dysuvia is restricted to use in certified, medically supervised healthcare settings such as hospitals, surgical centers, and emergency departments. Manufacturer Accelerex says it won't be abused like fentanyl, morphine, or other drugs because the pill comes in a single dose, is not for in-home use, and not available in pharmacies.
Dysuvia is very different than most opioids. It's not for outpatient use, and you will not find it in a Walgreens or a CVS.
It was requested by the Pentagon for battlefield use, where intravenous painkillers can be ineffective or unavailable.
We've seen this before where people say, you know, there's no way this can be abused. We have regulations in place. But even those very controlled substances have shown abuse in the past.
A new tool for pain management, which will be closely watched as America's opioid crisis gets worse.